This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Alice is bringing the holiday cheer. We've been doing this all week long. We have tickets for Winterfest at California's Great America. Experience the Bay Area's... Oh, there's that lady again. Experience the Bay Area's newest and most immersive holiday tradition. Select nights now through December 31st. We'll take call number 97 right now, 800-400-3697, and give you a four-pack of passes to California's Great America. Chances all day today, 11, 1, 3, and 5, and right now, be call number 97. 800-400-3697.
I would just like to, before I get to the text, congratulate you on being the strongest peer of the day.
Thank you very much.
She had had 1 minute, 46 seconds.
I looked up at the clock and goes, I should have peed. And Vinny goes, you can do it.
Yep.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try. I ran for it. Made it back with 20 seconds to spare.
Nice. My kind of girl.
I didn't do a good job drying my hands. I'll tell you that right now. A little damp.
Too much pee-pee on them?
Yes, right. I didn't dry that off of them.
You did that faster than I was able to find the copy I was going to need to do your
it's
job.
Right there
I know,
in front
but
of you.
I'm saying I had to look all around in my papers, and then Bryn was like, "Here, you can use mine." I'm like, "Oh, I think I got it." And then there you were.
I came back to save
the day.
I made it back in time.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We get these throughout the morning, and often they're one of my favorite parts of the show. Like, I really love that people take time and send us stuff, and yet we don't read them until now.
Well, we try. We get a few in here and there.
So here you go. Oh, my God. Pink was so amazing in concert. I love her and wish I could go again in April. What a great show. She closed the last show with Blow Me One Last Kiss flying through the air over the audience on wires.
Neat.
Yes. Yes, she looked at me and waved.
Oh.
443 is a repeat texter who clearly loves Human.
Oh, Human.
Human is your gem for hot radio. His honesty is the truth we need in America.
Oh, yeah.
Is it really?
Is it really?
Wow.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Merca. We need Human. Human, people are saying nice things about you.
People,
too bad you don't have
your
headphones on.
Human.
So, Yuzette is into Thank Devil's you. Threesome with Johnny V and his brother? Hot.
Gross. I mean, hot.
You never thought about that ever
yeah,
in your
you
whole
did.
Life, have you?
Only
You've
when we're totally talking about it.
Thought
I've
about
never
that.
Like dreamt about it or anything, but when we talk about it, it makes me laugh because his brother's hot.
Mm.
Like, all the boys are hot in that family. Mm. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Is it?
I'm so sorry to see this text because I actually read the story just a second ago about how someone drowned out in OB surfing.
Yeah.
707 says, my dear friend lost her husband to a surf accident in OB last Friday.
Oh.
Jay was a wonderful husband, father, and coworker.
That is horrible.
OB is heavy.
No
it is
doubt.
A heavy spot, and even if you know it, it's heavy.
Have you thought about ever putting a life vest on, like one of those tight life vests
on? I never surf in anything big enough to do that, but it's a funny
People
story.
People must do that, though.
No, it's a funny story. So one of the guys, and this is, I'm only telling you this secondhand. Apparently, one of the guys who surfed the Mavericks contest had a wipeout and got practically drowned. And on his way home... back to Hawaii where he lives, I guess he saw the flight attendant was doing that conversation
yes.
where they tell you all this stuff right. and they tell you how to put the vest on
and you pull
and
on
you
the
pull
things.
These things in it. And apparently it was in that moment the guy goes, that's how we do it. And they do have those now. They have CO2 canisters. I think they can carry 4 canisters per vest and they wear those at the Mavericks contest and in Hawaii in the recent big con. So when you get pushed under, they pull it. inflates the thing, and it brings them up. It doesn't bring them up right away because that doesn't beat the power of the wave. Yeah. But at least you know you will rise.
Right. That Sorry. Once you, if you were to pass out, right. you will wind up back on top. Well, mm-hmm.
What is the canister thing about?
That's what inflates the vest. So it's not just a puffy vest. It's actually as thin as possible. But when you pull the string, it inflates it. Mm-hmm. And then they actually have a... I don't know how it deflates, but the four canisters is so you can use it multiple times in your heat or while you're out.
If you needed to use it again,
right.
you'd be able
exactly
to.
Exactly right. I could see people doing that in OB.
Yeah.
It's that big and it's that scary, and clearly someone just died out
how
there.
How horrible. I'm so sorry for that person's loss. Can you mm-hmm. imagine that? I try not to dwell on it, but I think about that all the time that Vinny goes out by himself.
Sure.
To the ocean. I don't know where he's going. But yeah, I assume someone.
He won't tell us.
No. Well, he won't
right.
tell anyone. He doesn't want anyone to know where his spot is.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I worry about it.
925 says, when I was spanked as a kid of the 70s, the mark wasn't on my butt either. It was on the leg, maybe, where the belt would land. That's true. Behind the thighs was especially stingy.
Yeah.
It can almost make you fall. Well, no, would make you fall over stingy. Like, right. yeah! Wah! That smarts. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that this guy's in that kind of trouble. I just, you know, I'm sorry for his children. And I hope that it is a simple spanking and not something more ominous. What the police chief said sounded bad.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's him. Like I said, I do fear that, you know, someone, they made an arrest of a very public person and it made the news. So are they covering themselves or are they being careful about what news they release because it's not going to be good?
Right.
I'm with whom and that's found money, says 408.
Yeah, I found that money on the highway. Try and get it from me. A couple accidents, so that's not good.
A lot of people wrote about your granddaughter, Yuzi, showing support and love.
Should be going into surgery very soon.
Mm. Any surgery is scary. What I do now?
LOL, one dimension.
Yeah. I was just so relieved that when we introduced One Republic, on stage, that I actually said One Republic. As I was leaving the stage, I'm like, I said One Republic, right? Because I think I called them One Dimension.
No, when we first announced the concert, you said
One Direction. That's right.
Our boss is like,
and Leon Building.
Jesus Christ.
Leon Building.
And Michael Franti. I can't remember what I said for Michael.
Say Michael hello Fancy. To Jared, everyone.
Hello, Jared.
Shout out, Jared. What's up?
Jared.
Why are we shutting him up?
Because he listens.
Oh, hey buddy.
707 says, I'm dying for a Talking Heads tour. Yeah, a band with a library like that, and
That'd
the lead
great.
Singer won't go. I don't get it. I mean, I do get that you maybe don't get along with those people or whatever, but you built a huge following.
I still, like, a Talking Head song comes on, I'm like, oh, I love this tune.
Yep.
Like, it's great.
I still listen to their records. They're in my collection. I know you don't believe in that, but...
Yeah, I don't.
Record collections, I mean.
You know, I don't know if this is... Sometimes you search for, like, a good seed song for when you're streaming music. And I always say, you know, play my Joe Jackson station. And I fast forward past all the Joe Jackson ones, but everything else on it is great. It's like Bowie and the Talking Heads, Elvis Costello's
on there.
So
why don't you just
there.
Say Bowie station?
Because that adds other things in. But when, right. if you go Joe Jackson, it's like everything I want to hear.
All right. But you don't want to hear his newspaper song.
Well, no, there's a couple songs I'll sit and listen to, but there's a lot of stuff I'm like, not that one. Sorry, Joe.
415 says, movie with Brendan Fraser is Gods and Monsters.
Oh, yeah. And Ian?
McClellan.
Yeah, he's the guy.
813 says, my husband just decided to leave me after 20 years and told me the same thing.
That he hasn't been into her since the first year?
I don't know. That's...
That's horrifying. You know what? If you're going to leave someone after 20 years, tell them you lost interest 6 months ago. There's no need to be extra
I don't even
hurtful.
Think you need to say that. Just,
yeah.
You know.
It's not a good fit anymore.
We had a good run. I don't want to waste your time anymore, and I certainly don't want to waste mine. Let's just move on, and you know, let's try to divvy up our stuff the best possible way we can. Bless you.
Well, you know, on the other side, you always want to know why. What
did
I
do?
No, why?
Mm-mm.
What happened?
Keep that to
Vinny's
yourself.
Vinny's the one guy who doesn't want to know.
Just let me go. I mean, I get it. I'm trouble. I don't have a problem with, I mean, believe me, I can think of reasons why you'd want to leave me. So we're good.
I can't think of one. You're amazing.
510 says, Vinny, you're tripping. I'm 30 years old and we are having an ugly Christmas sweater party this weekend. Hooman,
yeah,
do you want to
like
come?
There wasn't one thing on that list that's actually going away.
Yeah.
Hooman, do you want to come?
I have a... It's a pretty busy weekend for me. I'm so sorry.
Oh, dear. Oh, gosh. What's going on? What? Yikes. Oh. Whoa. Where are you going?
Flap-a-flap-a-form.
Well, tonight I'm taking my mom to the Nutcracker.
Oh.
Oh.
Lovely. You love the Nutcracker.
And tomorrow I've got two parties.
Two.
Two parties.
One is Julian Mike.
It's oh, hey, Julian Mike.
Who are they? Married. What are they? What is
They're
their deal?
Venture capitalists.
Title, yeah.
Venture capitalists. And Ross.
To rich people.
Oh, and Ross.
And then the other one is, believe it or not, it's Gordon Getty's 85th birthday.
Oh, you got let back
Wait
into the
a
fold.
Minute. Oh, I thought they cut you
yeah,
out.
I thought you were out.
Well, I
Must
don't
be
know.
A huge party.
By the grace of God.
Lucky.
Is this that big holiday party that they do every year?
They haven't done it in a long time, but this is, I guess, you know, Gordon's 85, and they want to...
Sure. You know what I never really, I don't know why, I guess I never thought of what a venture capitalist does, and I've only really ever heard that because Hooman only is friends with venture capitalists.
He is.
Aren't you?
No.
What? But they don't necessarily spend their own money. Mm. Like, that's not, they're not like...
That's not necessarily true.
I'm not saying they don't spend their own money, I'm saying they don't necessarily have to be, sometimes they're using...
Yeah, they get
investors' money, That's and exactly then they right. go they go out and do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I was surprised. My neighbor's a venture capitalist, and
oh,
I
he
thought,
is.
Oh, so you spent? And he's like, No,
I spent my own money on that crap.
What kind of stuff does he invest in?
I don't think I should put his business out there.
Why
but
not?
I don't because I don't want no trouble. I live right there.
Yeah,
we look right like I walk out my garage, and there they are. He doesn't invest in penises, oh, oh, man.
I've heard they're a pretty good investment.
Weirdo.
I agree.
Weirdo.
We like that.
I'm drinking eggnog in my coffee cup this morning.
Oh.
It's not a goner.
Yeah, that list.
That list. Come on. Oh, the hotline's ringing.
Oh, God. Do we have a winner?
12,000. No. Mm-mm. It's Eddie.
That could only mean one
with
thing.
With my diamonds.
Oh. All your diamonds are fixed.
Yeah.
All right.
One thing.
Woo!
Is that
no,
who it is?
I've been feeling naked without my rings.
Well, don't you want to hear that on the glass when you're drinking? That clink, 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 clink. There's my diamonds. You don't notice?
I never noticed that.
Oh, that's funny. I clack my wedding ring against my glass all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure people get annoyed by it.
It's actually
just and clack it.
As I thought about being a person who wears a ring, I've thought about all the reasons why I don't want to wear a ring, and that's one of them. The clink, clink, clink,
clack, 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 clack.
And it's on
I
all
use
the
it
stuff.
As a little
you do it on purpose?
Keeper. Sure. Oh my God, yes.
I noticed on Vaughn. Vaughn wears a ring, and his ring is a bottle opener. You're alcoholic.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Let me see that. Bring that in here. Is it like you have to take it off to use it, or can you just use your fist?
I don't know.
Yeah, you take it off to use it.
Funny. That's a great idea. Let me see that. Give me
that. Funny. You wouldn't know by looking at it that it is.
Oh, look at that.
What I did was I turn it around.
Yeah.
And
then you look like the strongest man in the world. Yeah. That's hilarious. That's great.
Party over here.
That's a good present. Yeah.
Party of one.
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah, everyone's always looking for a bottle opener.
Sure.
Using a drawer or their teeth. Don't do it.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no. What's the matter?
I shouldn't have told that story.
Which
what?
Story?
Vinny, I grew up without a dad. Mom left Oxnard when I was two, and we never looked back. I would do anything to be able to read even one letter from my dad right now. Mm. Back then, just one letter telling me that he loved me and wished he'd been in my life. Yeah, I didn't mean to make everybody all sensitive. I was just trying to say that.
Say it again so people know what you're talking about.
I just sent some emails to my daughter sort of recapping some times we've spent together because I'm not taking pictures. And I thought, I really want her. I don't know if she's going to remember it. I'm going to remember it. But I thought I'd write an email.
Be here. It's, you set up an email address for her, and you've been sent. Does Dusty send letters there, too?
She does. She sends stuff, too.
That's lovely. So that at some point, they'll give her the password, and she'll be able to look back on that.
Love it.
It's very sweet. It's such a great idea. Mm-hmm. And I think we did see that in an ad, like a Google ad.
Yeah, it was on a Super Bowl ad for Google. Oh, there's more. Boy, I really started trouble. My dad died when I was young. What I wouldn't give to be able to read about our experiences through his eyes. Boy, pages and pages. I am not going to read those. You're going to make me cry.
Aww. So sweet. This time of year, we're all very sensitive. It's all very close to the surface. Christmas time, everyone.
Morning, guys. Happy Friday. Can you please remind your listeners to be kind and patient with everyone working retail this year?
Yeah.
Do it.
All right.
Be kind and be patient. You know what? Just in general, we could all stand to be a little nicer to the people around us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys.
510. What?
Shut up, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman, shut up. But be very kind.
You got
to
a blanket made for you today. That was the nicest thing of all times.
Get him.
Did you put that on the Alice Instagram?
Yeah, it's on the Alice Instagram. And I posted a picture.
He managed to spread. It's enormous, too. Full size thing. And he spread it out on the floor and managed to get the whole thing into the.
Wow. Thank you to Shutterfly Chelsea, who made that beautiful blanket for Hooman.
Hi, Yuzek. Can you please tell me the name of the cool glass blowing place y'all went to? Sounds like the perfect gift for my mama. Thanks.
It is Glassy Baby.
Yeah, Glassy Baby.
So great. And if you go there, you can blow your own glass, your own.
You got to set that up, though.
Yeah.
So go to glassybaby.com.
A lot of blowing, a lot of sucking.
They're sucking?
You gotta blow and suck.
I can't believe you have to suck. It seems like that would be.
650 says, PG&E is making us pay for their bleep ups, passing the buck. The regulators are in their pockets.
I'm sure that's true.
Come on, Gavin.
Regulators.
Gavin.
Where's that song?
Gavin gonna handle that, Hooman?
I hope so.
All right.
Hopefully, I'll see him on Saturday. I'll say, please.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be there.
All right.
At the Gettys?
Yeah.
Ooh, regulators.
Turn it up.
Now, no.
Geek in the street.
You know what I mean. Yeah.
Regulators!
Oh!
Here we go.
Ooh, I love this song so much.
Sarah's face, she looks very shocked.
I do not know this song.
You don't?
No. Who is this?
With the East Side, the LBC.
Yeah, I grew up with this stuff.
Who is it?
Yeah.
Who's doing it?
Warren G.
Warren G's and Nate Dogg.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he just called out Warren G. Like, how was Warren G singing in third person?
Yeah.
Nate Dogg's a singer.
Yeah.
And then Warren G's a rapper.
Get with the program.
God,
Sarah.
The rapper just said
that. Don't be so white, girl.
What do I know?
You want to hear something funny?
Yes.
So I told you guys the miss has been going, I've been calling about places where we can get married for next year. And I was like, look, we can save. I'll put a playlist together. She goes, no. And I'm like, what? And she's like, oh, really? We want punk rock and heavy metal playing?
Right.
Ask Bryn to do it. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Bryn should be the DJ. That'd be so funny.
So, of course, they have like.
That's perfect, huh?
Symbiotic likes.
Musically speaking. Except Vinny weighed all the music then, right?
Well, it's not really my marriage, is it?
Not really.
No.
Kind of is your marriage. It's kind of half
yours. No, not really, though.
Are you going to pick up half this tab?
You should do two separate rooms. One with, like, Keith Sweat and Boyz II Men. And then in the other room, just get a punk band.
Oh, that sounds good.
I don't think that's not really watching Koss, is it? Yeah.
Get a cheap punk band.
Koss down. Besides, anyway. Just thought you'd find that funny that she was like, oh, no, not you. Bryn can do it, but not you.
Not your dumb music.
Anyway, thanks for the text, everyone. Back after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
I hear someone calling me.
Is it drinks?
I think so.
Don't worry, drinks are coming. See you real soon.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are you partying?
I don't know.
I just, the song we played earlier, it just like gets me going. It's like,
just hit the east side.
Warren G.
Yeah, I love it so much.
Hey, you guys, fun week. We turn things over now to the capable hands of Lexi and Jane. And, you know, we're here 24/7. If you watch The Looking Glass, don't forget, all weekend long, Bon puts up like sort of a best of. He takes all the clips from the week. And so I guess today it'll recycle today's show and then over the weekend. Yeah. But you should go and check that out. It's at RadioAlice.com/watch. Don't forget, we need spring interns. So if you'd like to come and party with us, send an email to Uzette@RadioAlice.com. Have a safe one. We'll see you back here. There's only, what is there? 6 shopping days until Christmas. 8 shopping days.
Right around the corner.
Oh my gosh.
Coming up
so
really
exciting.
Fast.
I better start.
Have a great weekend, you
all
guys.
Right, bye bye.
See you on Monday.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.